This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Check out Bandcamp on Twitter, twitter.com/Adams Bandcamp.
Bandcamp with Adam here on Joy 94.9, and it's special guest time once again. They impressed us all with their debut album, Up In Something, back in 2009, and it's fantastic to hear them with a brand new track called Animal. Welcome to Bandcamp, the Dash in Dash and Will, Charlie Thorpe.
Thank you. Hello.
Fantastic to be speaking to you. Now, it must be nice to be back with a brand new single.
It is so good. I can't tell you how good it is. We've had, it's almost been 2 years since we've had something out. And we've sort of done our heads in, you know, all that spare time of just writing and getting into the sort of artist, creative space, which is fun for a little while, but when you spend, too much time doing it, then you start to go loopy. You just want to get on the road again and get on stage.
Yeah, yeah. And the response so far to the single's been amazing on the internet. I've been having a good look around your, your forums and things like that, and the response has been very positive.
Yeah. Well, we were a bit, we didn't know how it was going to be perceived because it's, it's quite pumped up. We've sort of hit a different angle with the new release because we've, just progressed a little bit over the few years. And, we were really sort of apprehensive as to how people would take the new sound, but everyone seems to love it, and we love it. We get to get a, rock on stage to it a bit more, which is fun.
Exactly. Is a single Animal a fair indication of what we can expect with the album?
No, I wouldn't say that. The album's very, again, we sort of always end up doing really eclectic sort of different songs. So they're all, the difference between this album and the last one, I think, is it's still extreme pop music, but I think we were a lot more sort of bouncy, chirpy, happy in the other songs. And this one we've sort of been a bit more hard-hitting with the vocal deliverance and not so cutie, I guess. A bit more sort of we've had a bit of time to get angry about stuff in life, and we're sort of expressing that a little bit more in the songs.
Well, 2 years in the music industry will do that to you, I guess.
Yeah, certainly. I can't imagine how we're going to be in 10 years' time.
Yeah, exactly. You'll be doing heavy metal or hardcore.
Yeah, I hate the world. Probably, yes.
Now, I've been hearing and seeing you guys promoting the single. You've basically been everywhere, very heavily promoting it. Some of the radio jocks you guys have had to endure, I tell you, I feel really sorry for you guys. Does it come to a point where you go, fair enough, these guys are on commercial radio, but enough's enough?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't really care that much, to be honest. I don't take them seriously. I walk in there with the sort of, you sort of realise that you have to have quite a thick skin to do this, because you will read nasty comments about yourself everywhere and, have people writing things on the internet about how appallingly crap your music is and how whiny your voice sounds and how gross your hair colour is and
there's
how
always
you're chubby
something.
Or, yeah, all of that sort of stuff. So at the end of the day, I just go, I could not care less. I'm having fun doing what I'm doing, and I appreciate that I'm in this position instead of doing a job that I don't want to do. So I can just have a laugh and, try and laugh it off in the interviews and be like, well, they're just doing their job. They've got to make fun of someone. So, oh, well, it's me.
And I guess if they have to do that, resort to that, I guess it's more of a reflection on them rather than you, I guess. So
Totally. I think that's the other thing that I realise is, fans that listen to the radio or whatever and hear those interviews, they're not thinking, oh, God, how embarrassing for her or whatever. They're thinking, what an idiot. What an idiot that interviewer is. Why is he so nasty, sort of thing.
Exactly, yeah. No, the radio shock jock, I don't know, I just don't get it. But I guess it gets ratings, so maybe it works for
some of them. I just go, I don't care about you, you're a loser anyway.
Yeah, exactly. In terms of the album, do you have a date in mind yet of when people can expect the release of it?
No, not at all. I have not one date in my whole mind of anything that's coming up except for leaving for America in 4 days. That's all I know that's set in stone at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. And so tell us a little bit about what you're doing when you head over there.
Very exciting. Been training very hard. I've actually just finished in the gym right now because I've been doing it every day to try and get fit for stage. But we are going over to play a big festival in Texas called South by Southwest.
Yep, excellent.
Which is like a massive industry sort of showcase thing, but the public can go to it as well. And there's just lots of record industry people there from all over the world, and you know, it sort of like creates interest. Sometimes you get signed, you get record deals. Yes, so we're doing a few showcases there. And then we're back to LA for a week of sort of doing a bit more recording and just, I don't know, spreading our roots wherever we can.
Now, you guys have scored some pretty good promo spots for both old and new tracks. Do you guys, are you involved with that at all? Do you get to say, oh no, we don't want our song involved in that product or this product? Or do you just pretty much leave that
absolutely. We have to okay it all, like, because we write the songs and stuff, so that's done through our publishing company, and they come to us and go, hey, like, Volvo's interested in using your song on their ad, and then we go, yep or no, and we were like, yeah, awesome, for sure. We went in, like, a week after it went onto the TV, we went and played a big show for all the Volvo executives. It was like their final awards night or something.
Oh, wow.
And so it was our first show back, actually, and got up there and rocked out to all these like business people who were like drinking wine and their, like, delicious dinners, and we were like, yeah, like, we're just crazy kids singing on stage. It was quite funny, but no, they've been great about it. I think it's pretty funny. I love seeing it on TV.
Yeah, it's a few people have mentioned it to me when I said you were coming up on the show, and they were like, oh, you have to ask them about that. How did that even come about? But I guess your label kind of takes care of that side of things.
Yeah, no, I think it's funny because my parents drive, like, I still live at home and they drive an old Volvo, so I'm like, yeah, like, supporting the family, like, that's our car.
Too funny. Now, with Joy being Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station, I always like to suss out what our guests think about a certain topic that may be relating to our community at the moment. Equal love is a massive issue this year. I think it's just going to get bigger and bigger. What are your views on same-sex marriage?
Absolutely. I'm totally, totally for it. I have lots of gay and lesbian friends, and lots of them are planning to marry in the future, and yeah, I'm totally in support of it. I think it's great, and it should be definitely allowed.
Maybe we could get a track to be the soundtrack to the Equal Love campaign in the next 6 months or so. What do you reckon?
Yes. I'll have a think about if we've got any particular lyrics in any of our songs which would suit it.
All right, excellent.
Totally. Whatever we can do to support it, for sure.
Fantastic. Now, the final question I ask each guest here on Bandcamp is one that sometimes stumps people, but see how you go with it. Basically, I read out our mission statement as a community radio station, and in that time I read it out, I get you to come up with a mission statement for Dash and Will. So what you guys...
Oh, that's tricky.
It's a tricky one, but see how you go with it. Here's your thinking time. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian, volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse lesbian and gay communities, enabling freedom of expression, the breaking down of isolation, and the celebration of our culture, achievements, and pride. What is Dash and Will's mission statement?
Oh, mine's not going to sound formal and pretty like yours is. Dash and Will are a partnership who like to embrace everything in life and the joy and... Oh, no, this is too hard. I can just say words. We love fun. Fun for me and Josie is the biggest thing. Everything should be fun and teamwork all together. I love being on stage because I love trying to connect with the crowd and feel like we're all doing something together.
Well done. Well done. Yeah. That's great. And at least this is pre-recorded, so I can edit that down so it just sounds like it came straight off the tongue.
I don't think you'd be able to do that, but okay.
Now, the single is out right now. It is called Animals, so go and check it out and support Aussie music. And in terms of the internet, what is the best way for people to find out about you guys? Is it your Facebook and your MySpace?
Yeah, the Facebook's probably the best one, so... You just click the little like button at the top and then you'll see all the information and photos and film clips and dates and everything.
Excellent. Well, a massive thanks to Charlie Thorpe from Dash and Will for joining us here on Bandcamp today. And we're going to give the single Animal a spin right now here on Joy 94.9.
Become our friend on Facebook. Search for Bandcamp Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.